Welcome back to Footwork, a podcast for those who dream big, never settle, and make their own path. I'm Sean.
And I'm Dylan. Together with guests, we share stories and tips every Monday to educate, inspire, and create a community built of soccer players and dream chasers.
Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Welcome to Footwork. The layover hoodie. Black, oversized, and insanely comfortable.
9 a.m., 3 p.m., 2100, Newark, Hamburg, Bangkok.
No matter the time.
No matter the city or airport.
The Footwork original layover hoodie is the only choice.
As globetrotters and travelers, we found our inspiration in the miles, kilometers that lay ahead.
As well as the ones before that helped shape us today.
Wow, cinematic. That's electric.
Is that too seductive? Oh, I mean, we're trying to sell
it.
We're going to go with it.
We're the masters of promos of merch. So there you go. That's more promo.
Yep.
Here we are, the layover hoodie. We've been sitting on this idea for quite a while, probably a year actually, because the timing was important. It's got to be hoodie season.
It's got to be
maybe a few weeks late, but I think it's still hoodie season. At least maybe hoodie and a light jacket with it, depending on where you are on earth.
But again, it's a heavy hoodie. Like
it is a heavy hoodie.
It's warm and it's perfect for these northern German New York winters, which we're used to. I mean, Sean spends all season in South Carolina now. He took his talent south, so he doesn't really
soft.
Feel he's kind of he's changed.
I'm escaping. But
this we have been sitting on it for a while. The design changed a little bit here and there, and then at the end we kind of had like a few tweaks and it just felt right, and I think we rolled with it. But it is exciting to finally drop. We've had some pre-orders. If you were subscribed to the newsletter, you got a link before you're here in this podcast, which gave you early access. So if you haven't gotten that, make sure that you're signed up for next one, because there will be more merch drops in the future. We have many ideas flowing, as Sean said. We love the promo videos and we love making it, designing it. And it seems like you guys love it. You like the designs and stuff and, you know, showing your support. So we appreciate that. But yeah, this one's cool. I mean, I guess we'll go over kind of a couple details.
Yeah, a little bit what it is. Exactly.
On the front, we have we're really describing this one like it's radio, you know, but some people only follow us on the podcast, so you gotta give them the detailed description. Basically, if you listen to our podcast, you would have heard a snippet of the intro preceding Sean and I's seductive selling points. And it's basically just it's elongated. If you heard us way back, then you heard the full version of it. Basically, we used to have the full version of the Alan Watts speech. If you say that getting money is the most important thing, you'll spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living. That is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. You always have to do that for you.
Yeah.
Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And Welcome to Footwork. We've always stuck kind of with that. I mean, we brought the song together. Sean found that from
Mongolia.
Long story. You got to go back to hear that from the other episodes. We can't divulge the full information, right? But funny story. Found it in Mongolia, the song, and then found a version of it with the Alan Watts speech.
That's
and
perfect.
I feel like we've always kind of abided by those words. I mean, maybe the better to have a short life is, I mean, it's always better to have a long life. But
better to have a long life full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. But I get what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why we put the whole quote in there, because I felt like if you just have that part, it's sending the wrong message. We definitely don't agree with that part.
We don't abide by like the live fast, die young kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more like the precedent that it's important to fulfill yourself in your way. You know, we're all different in how we do it, but it's important. And the second part of it, which is really kind of comes back to the title of the speech, which is what if money was no object? And I think that's the umbrella, which like we love everything that falls underneath it. So that umbrella of that quote. Like, that's kind of what we stand by in footwork. What if money was no object? What if money wasn't the number one goal? And of course, we all need money, some of us more than others, depending on the context and where you come from and everything. But to decide for yourself in terms of when you can, decide for yourself in terms of the path you want to take is not based on these green dollars, euros. What's the Thai money? What's the Thai currency?
I forget.
I wasn't expecting this type, this level of.
I forget. I want to say baht.
Baht, okay. Pesos.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. That's important to us in the terms of how we see the world and how we approach the world. It's more about knowing yourself and your values and the things that fulfill yourself other than the success and monetary and all those levels of measuring.
Success comes in many ways. Episode coming soon.
True.
Yeah, exactly. But we kind of, that was this, that part, the little quote on the chest, very small font. That was kind of a staple of this design for pretty much the whole time, because that's, it's over the heart. That's kind of what footwork is. That's where it kind of started or stems from. Those are the roots. A few other designs changed. The footwork on the back, I think, is self-explanatory. That's footwork. That's a logo.
Big and bold.
And then, as footwork does, just make your own path, throw a curveball in the mix. And we kind of deconstructed the logo. If you see the full logo, there's a train ticket and a boarding pass kind of on the top, bottom left and top right corner. And we took the boarding pass and put it just off ye to the side, kind of under the armpit
We're kings of the side hustle.
The side hustle, exactly. And yeah, it's the layover hoodie. So you need a boarding pass. I mean,
you need a boarding pass.
Makes no sense otherwise.
Yep.
And I'm very excited for it to finally be out. For us also, quality, as always, is like a very important thing. We'd rather have a high quality merch or a hoodie or a t-shirt, whatever it is, and not make money on it, just break even. But that way everyone gets to wear a nice piece of clothing, number one, and represent footwork and what we kind of stand for.
Yeah.
Whereas just buying something cheap and then make a profit on it, that's not how we do.
And I think we're working with the same people, and we plan on doing that, continuing that. So
right.
Like, we want to work locally from areas where we're from. Not that we wouldn't work in Germany, just because in New York, most of the customers come from USA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just to keep those. Thank you to T-Source. Our guy Chris over there is the plug and helps us construct the vision and gives us the logistics of it all and how things will fit and make sure that it looks good. And it, in my opinion, I'm very biased in this situation, but I think it looks fucking
biased.
Fire.
But it looks,
I think it looks
amazing.
Unreal. And my friend Ant said the other day, he's like, happy to support, like, gotta support like the boys. And he's like, but you make it also very easy because you provide a fire product. And I was like, that's the goal.
The
win-win situation.
Exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's always the goal is to provide something of quality, not something that just gets thrown in the corner. And that's actually another reason why we made this little name your own price option, which is basically 55 is the starting price. That's more or less our break even. And then you can choose, there's just in $5 increments, anything higher than that. That support is just going to go back into footwork. But if you spend 55, that's cool also. And I think that gives the opportunity to either purchase the hoodie and support the podcast just by wearing the hoodie. Or if you support monetarily and pay a little more, it's also nice. But I think, that's a nice
little
touch.
This is like our Patreon. This is like our version of the Patreon.
Exactly. It's our version.
And the money will come back into footwork and fund the next projects and the next places that we want to bring footwork more into larger media scales and things like that, hopefully. So
another point, anyone outside of the US, because the hoodies are so heavy, the shipping prices are insane. To just give an understanding, to get two hoodies to Germany so we could shoot amazing promo videos, it costs us over $100. So for that reason, we're just shipping in the US, and anyone outside of the US, just message us. We'll potentially just bring it back in our suitcase after Christmas break. or figure out a way to get it here. But that's the reason you cannot purchase through the website and get it shipped outside the US, just because the shipping prices are crazy.
Yep. And for people on sizing, it is an oversized hoodie. Sean is wearing a large, which you usually kind of wear a large.
Yeah.
Right. But it is cozy on you. Like, it is big. It's thick.
I would say it fits from the true pictures. To size. It's just going to be oversized and loose. The shoulders are a little dropped compared to a typical hoodie.
I also wear a little bigger. I have a large as well. I like a little baggier. I'm a little smaller, shorter than Sean. So it depends on the fit you like. I would say it is oversized. So if you ask us, like, yes, it is oversized. It will be, if you get your normal size, it will feel a bit bigger. That is part of the style of it, which we wanted to do. You can also maybe size down a little bit to have it a little more tighter fit than what it is. Depends on how you want to rock it. But still in that scale of like what your regular thing is, it won't be crazy. You know, like if you're a large and you get a large, like it's going to be bigger than what your other large hoodies are, but it's not going to be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's just, it fits true to size. It's just going to be slightly bigger than normal.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Besides that, I would just say, make sure you're signed up for the newsletter, because we're already talking about what's next. If you have any ideas, we would love to hear from you too about what kind of merch you want to see. We've been floating around a few ideas of what the hopefully spring drop will be. If we get our shit together and get the design phases going, hopefully we can get a quick turnaround. And let us know what you think. Please, if you buy a hoodie, send us pictures of you rocking it. We do want to have that as a little section on the Instagram to show all the places, especially if you're in an airport that is promo gold. That's magic, because it is so comfy. Like, I just feel like you're going to want to wear it on that long layover. But it is winter season. It's Christmas season when you're relaxing by the fire, all those. I mean, just send us the pics of you rocking it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think other than that, I mean, I hope by the time you hear this, there are still, there's still stock left, because yeah, it's always tough. We have 100, we ordered 100, but it goes a lot quicker than you think, as we're learning. But yeah, it's limited supply. So
it's limited supply. And if you're hearing this and just hearing about this, people have already bought it from our subscription lists and our pre-orders. So if you're not really tuned into that network, you got to sign up. You got to join the club, because we're going to start using that a bit more. And there will be different avenues for more exclusive content and things like that. So come join the club, I guess, is just the easiest way to sell you. Just join the club.
Yeah, join the club. Good. Then, till next time.
Keep moving forward.
Keep learning.
And make your own path.
While wearing the layover hoodie.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness. But we love to partner with new brands that make their own path, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not,
I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_Podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor, it doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.